Matt's here as our gadget man. Before you review this week, which is the BT Smart Home Cam 100, keep an eye on your home when you're not there, which sounds like a good idea, you have tested a few electric cars. Now, when you said, are we going to do gadgets on the show as well as apps and various different things, I thought they would be little gadgets like this, but you've progressed to reviewing cars, haven't you? And last week it was the big 100 grand BMW electric BMW i8.
Yes.
And he said, I think I've had enough of testing electric cars. I don't think I'll do any more of those. Then all of a sudden he comes beaming in the studio this morning. Guess what I might be driving next week? Go on.
Yeah, I had received an email from Tesla, who are an American car manufacturer, and they've offered me the use of the Tesla Model S for a couple of days in, I believe, next week, hopefully. So, yeah, I know. I didn't want to keep cars, but I think that the Tesla Model S is kind of an exception because that's a completely fully electric car.
They are very popular in the States. Mm. Very, very popular
they
in
are
the
indeed,
States. I mean,
yeah.
If you are able to afford a big, big sports car, then that is a comparable price.
Yeah.
And green by being electric.
They're very, they have an awful lot of incentives in the States, I believe, as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, they've been one of the best-selling cars.
Free charging points and places like that.
Yes, yeah, superchargers, I believe they're called. So yeah,
Hopefully, well, good luck.
Hopefully next week. Yeah.
Okay, watch out and listen out for that. TheGadgetMan.org.uk.
That's right. Yeah.
TheGadgetMan.org.uk for all of Matt's reviews on the show. And this week something that's a little more affordable. This is a home cam from BT. I've got the blurb here. It says, "Keep an eye on your home when you're not there." So you can set this up to see what's going on at home.
Yes.
Spycam.
It's a home security device, really.
Okay.
This came about because I was talking to the BT's PR people about their products and some things that I might be able to review. And they actually pitched this to me as kind of like in the baby monitor type section, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I kind of expected because I didn't really read up on it. And when it arrived, I thought, well, actually, this is simply a kind of like a home cam,
yeah.
Which there are some that have been around for quite a long while. It's wireless, which is very useful, and it has a very long power lead on it, which is even better because what happens is generally is you buy these products and then you say, I'm going to put them up on a shelf, and you can't because the lead won't reach. In this case, it's got a very long lead, which is very useful. Basically, when you set it up, there's a switch on the back that's just kind of which says set up, and you do that, and it sets itself up as like its own little wireless access point, as you would at home. You connect to it using your mobile phone, you download the app, and it then sets itself up. You then connect it to your own wireless network, and the job's done. You can then access that camera from anywhere you have that app running. So you could leave it running, leave the house, go to another country if you like, and you can still bring up a live feed.
So you keep an eye on your property.
Yeah. It brings up a live feed of what it sees. It's 720p, which is high definition. It's really, really high quality video, which is excellent. It will play on a mobile phone. There's two apps. There's an app for iPhone and an app for Android. There is also a website you can go to, which they don't advertise terribly on the product. I managed to find it where you can open a web browser and look at it. You have a username and password, you log in, and then you can view live footage of your video. What it also allows is for night vision, so if there's no light at all, it switches to infrared, and that's very clear as well. There is another service which is offered, which is motion detection, but you have to pay for that service, which I kind of felt was slightly unfair. It's about £6.49 a month, I think. And that means that when you set up the motion detection, it actually records the video and uploads it to BT's cloud, and you can then go and view it. And you get a 2-week trial on it. So I've been able to test it out, and it is very good. But I felt that perhaps they could have offered two services, perhaps a free service with a limit on storage and then charge for unlimited, so you at least get the opportunity to try it out, because at the end of the day, it is only just storing video on web space. There's not an awful lot of cost associated with it, so I felt that was a little bit of a shame, although it is very good quality video, and you know, hardware-wise, it's exceptionally good.
So uses, baby monitor is what you mentioned first of all. So,
I did it.
So you could, yep, you could put that up in your child's bedroom, yeah, sit downstairs and keep an eye on things.
Yeah, it's not a baby monitor as it's not sound activated. Yeah. So really, that kind of, that's what baby monitors are really good for, is a sound activated. Yeah. It isn't sound activated, but it will record sound and play it live if you open the app. It's good for if you point it out of a window onto your driveway, for instance, it will then, you set it up for motion. If a car or anybody appears on the drive, it's going to take a picture and footage of that person in very high quality. Yep. You know, it's not grainy.
So if you've
like
got dodgy neighbours or problems going on where you live, you could use it as a security measure.
Exactly. It's, yep, that's what it's aimed at, really, is security. Nanny cam, really, isn't it? You know, these that I hate the idea of these nanny cams, but it's
I'm just wondering if set it up and see what the dog's up to when I'm not there.
Of course, you could do that as well. I did have a camera a few years ago when we first had our dog. He was only a little puppy, and we'd leave him every now and then for a couple of hours in his pen, and we would set a camera up there, and we could see him, what he was up to. Yeah. And it was quite amusing a lot of the time.
It's a bit too big to tie to a dog's collar, because you could actually put it on the dog, couldn't you? Have dog cam.
You could, well, it does
too
need
big,
power.
Isn't it?
You'd be probably strangling the dog.
Yeah, don't do that at home.
No, don't do
not
that.
A good idea.
You want something like a GoPro for them, something like that. And they do have harnesses to fit pets on GoPro now. So,
do they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, for dogs to have. There's a couple of quite nice footage of a dog running out of a house down a road onto the beach and jumping into an ocean. That's an amazing thing.
Yeah.
Perhaps I'll put that as a link on my website.
Brilliant. But, if you want to have a security device. If you've got problems around your house or concerned, and you want to gather evidence, I suppose, in a way, then this would be the ideal
thing.
I'm
pretty sure it'd be admissible as evidence because it's very high quality footage. And the price is not too bad. It's
99 quid.
Yeah, under £100, which is pretty good. There are cheaper options out there, but generally you're going to take a hit on the footage quality. I've played with pan and tilt ones that you can actually control. They can be cheaper sometimes, but they can also be, the quality is generally not that great. So
It's called the BT Smart Home Cam 100. Keep an eye on your home when you're not there. Recommended retail price $99.99.
Available everywhere. Yep.
Okay. And soon to be on the website, thegadgetman.org.uk. So if you want to have a little look and see what Matt's reviewed in the past, if you are just joining us perhaps for the first time today, thinking, what's this bloke looked at in the past? All sorts of things have been reviewed on there, thegadgetman.org.uk. Okay, good to see you. Thanks for coming in this week.
Thank you very much.
And enjoy your test drive in a Tesla when that happens.
Hopefully next week, yeah.
Okay, keep your fingers crossed. Look forward to hearing all about that, if we can entice you to give it back.